There is a battle raging in heaven between God and his angels versus Satan and his underlings, the demons. Satan is not the equal of God. He is a created being just like every other angel. Yet he chose to lead a rebellion against God that is continuing to this day. The Bible teaches that God has imprisoned some of the demons while allowing others to roam freely. Yet we see in the Gospels that they are still under the authority of Christ. We are to be aware of this, but it is not our concern. Nothing you or I can do will make a difference in that invisible heavenly battle. When that heavenly battle affects our world, then it involves us. The devil with his demons are our spiritual enemies, and they influence the world system, which is under their power. But that's not enough. They target the church with what Paul called the flaming arrows of the evil one in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. Why do they target the church? In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10, we read that the church is God's display of his wisdom to the angels, both good angels and bad demons. We are trophies of Jesus' victory over sin and death. But the evil forces haven't quit waging war against God in heaven or on earth. We are on God's side. They are at war against God. Just because bad things happen in this fallen world, though, know that they are not all caused by demons. Having an unhealthy focus on demons can be dangerous and distracting from following Christ. You should know that demons exist and be aware of their deceptive nature. But Jesus is greater than all demons, and he lives in you. Demons have no authority over you. You have nothing to fear. Focus on Jesus, not demons. Spiritual warfare is primarily waged over truth and error. The battleground is your mind. Satan's weapons are lies aimed to produce deception, fear, and despair. His strategy, as we saw in Ephesians chapter 2, is to hinder people from coming to salvation and to keep Christians from experiencing a devotion to God and a life of godliness. The battleground is your mind. The flaming arrows are lies that are aimed at any weaknesses you have, any insecurities or fears. The result is to make you mistrust God, doubt his goodness, give in to despair, fall into hopelessness, and believe that you are helpless in this world. Just like the Ephesians, when they wanted success to overcome their fears and insecurities, you may be tempted to go to substitutes that seem to work. Don't do it. Don't seek the substitutes. Christ is more powerful than any substitute you could trust instead of him. He is the powerful head of the church, which includes all believers. You can trust Jesus Christ's power to protect you and bring good into your life rather than anything you might consider substituting for him. He is greater than diplomas. He is greater than social status. He is greater than gazillions of dollars. He is greater than lucky socks, formulas, saintly statues, and your own self-reliance. Dear listener, there may be evil spiritual forces behind the people, the habits, and the situations that are messing up your life. But the answer is not to try out everything available to see if something sticks. You don't need substitute power. The treasure you have in Jesus Christ is more powerful and valuable than anything you could substitute for him.